Dr. Ophelia Standia is a qualified pediatrician who completed a training at the Red Cross Children's Hospital earlier this year. She knew she wanted to be a children's doctor from a very young age and is currently based at the Red Cross doing a research about COVID-19 and children. She will be talking to us about MISC, which can be a post-COVID complication in children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ophelia. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, and I'm very excited to be here.
Before we talk about MISC, I'd like to ask, why did you become a children's doctor?
That's quite a tricky question. I think when I was young, I had a very unwell sister who was often in hospital being looked after at home. And from that time on, I knew I wanted to be a doctor and a pediatrician. And then as a medical student, I actually enjoyed my adult medicine rotation. But in my community service year, I spent 6 months doing neonates, and from then on, I was hooked. And it just got better and better. I love general pediatrics, and I have a special interest in pediatric rheumatology.
Why did you become involved in research with COVID-19 and children?
Research has allowed me to pursue my interest in rheumatology, but it's also allowed me to learn something new and challenge myself in new ways. And I think because there's still so much unknown, I'd like to contribute to the growing evidence around this disease, COVID-19, which has challenged our everyday lives and made so many people so very unwell.
What is MISC and how do you explain it to a child?
MISC is a new inflammatory syndrome in children. Stands for multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, MISC. It's a very long name. And it has features in common with toxic shock syndrome and an illness called Kawasaki disease, which both cause inflammation of the blood vessels throughout the body. It appears to present within weeks after mild or asymptomatic COVID-19 infection. And most children will only exhibit mild symptoms or even no symptoms when they get infected with COVID-19. So the syndrome can develop within several weeks of exposure to the new coronavirus. MISC seems to affect children between the ages of 2 and 15 and has not been reported in babies. And what's important to remember is that it's a rare condition. And again, most children will not be seriously unwell. However, some will need treatment in intensive care to support their breathing and circulation.
How is MISC recognized?
This syndrome is recognized by extreme inflammation throughout the whole body. So we see spiking fevers, severe belly pain, rash, bloodshot eyes, and other less common symptoms. All children with MISC have high levels of inflammation, and in a small number of cases, the blood vessels around the heart can become inflamed and become larger than normal. Swelling and inflammation may include things like antibiotics, and the other two important treatments are steroid therapy, so high-dose corticosteroids, and intravenous immunoglobulins, IVIG, which is a blood product made up of antibodies.
How and why is MISC a post-COVID complication?
Hopefully be able to tell you this in the near future. This is a newly identified condition and much more research is needed to understand it.
What is the treatment for MISC?
When doctors suspect MISC, they need to rule out other inflammatory conditions such as Kawasaki disease or sepsis. And treatment usually involves supportive care and measures to reduce inflammation in the body. So treatment depends on the type and the severity of symptoms and which organs and other parts of the body are affected by inflammation. So care may include things like fluids, so if levels are too low, like dehydration, oxygen to help with breathing, blood pressure medications to normalize low blood pressure related to shock or to help with heart function. And then some children actually need a breathing machine, which we call a ventilator, and also medications that can reduce the risk of blood clots, such as aspirin and heparin.
Can MISC be prevented before it happens?
Unfortunately, we cannot predict who will get MISC, but early diagnosis is the key and people should be made aware of the symptoms so that they go to hospital early and get the right treatment.
What messages would you like to give to the children in the hospital?
I'd like to remind all of you that MISC is very rare, but it can be dangerous. And if children show symptoms, they should be seen by a doctor. but also to remember that MIC is very treatable. Medicines can control the inflammation and help avoid lasting organ damage, especially involving the heart.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think I'd like for you guys to encourage your parents and grandparents to get the vaccine when it's available for them, because getting vaccinated greatly lowers their chance of getting infected. And if you do get infected, you'll also be less likely to get severely ill. Also, it protects other people who are at high risk of getting sick or dying. So it's one of the best ways of controlling the COVID-19 pandemic, and in doing so will reduce the number of children being infected and their potential risk of getting MIS-C. So yeah, I think that's it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rafila Sandia. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. And enjoy the rest of your day and keep on smiling like you always are. Bye.